Unfortunately, the power of the kings of France did not stretch beyond the moat of their royal residence, while the Holy Roman Emperor was openly defied by his powerful subjects whenever it suited their fancy or their profit. To increase the misery of the masses of the people, the triangle of Western Europe, look at page 128, please, was forever exposed to attacks from three sides. On the south lived the ever-dangerous Mohammedans. The western coast was ravaged by the Northmen. The eastern frontier, defenseless except for the short stretch of the Carpathian Mountains, was at the mercy of hordes of Huns, Hungarians, Slavs, and Tartars. The peace of Rome was a thing of the remote past, a dream of the good old days that were gone forever. It was a question of fight or die, and quite naturally people preferred to fight. Forced by circumstances, Europe became an armed camp, and there was a demand for strong leadership. Both king and emperor were far away. The frontiersmen, and most of Europe in the year 1000 was frontier, must help themselves. They willingly submitted to the representatives of the king who were sent to administer the outlying districts, provided they could protect them against their enemies. Soon Central Europe was dotted with small principalities, each one ruled by a duke or a count or a baron or a bishop, as the case might be, and organized as a fighting unit.